Over the past decade, there's been an uptick in children with peanut allergies. The usual recommendation is children that are high risk for the allergy avoid all peanut products before the age of 3. But a recent study is challenging this idea of total peanut avoidance. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen talk with Dr. Gerald Niepalm, director of the Immune Tolerance Network, about the study referred to as LEAP.
LEAP stands for Learning Early About Peanut Allergy, and that's exactly what your research uncovered. And this, in turn, has led to new federal guidelines. Please explain those guidelines and how they came about.
The basic message is that children should be introduced to peanut flour very early on in order to educate the immune system. We recognize this because of the LEAP trial, which, in a very controlled setting, tested this idea and came out with a very successful outcome, preventing peanut allergy in children who are otherwise at very high risk.
Do we know why peanut allergies have been on the rise in children over these last years?
There are a number of theories about that. They basically all coalesce around the idea that the immune system needs to be educated very early in life. When we're all babies, our immune system experiences our environment. And that turns out to be very important for educating the immune system to be, in the future, as we grow up, safe and protective. We feel that there have been substantial changes in the way we protect our babies during that first year and what they get exposed to. And the immune system basically hasn't caught up yet. It makes mistakes.
How would we know as parents if our baby was at high risk for developing a peanut allergy?
There are about 3 factors that parents should think about. The first one is easy. That's the family history. If the babies already have eczema or atopic dermatitis, this dry, scaly skin. And the third is if they already have egg allergy. And if babies have those risks, we recommend that they see a physician for a skin test, a peanut allergy skin test, to really help settle the issue.
When is the ideal age for parents to introduce a peanut product to their low-risk infant?
We recommend early introduction of peanut flour into the diet as early as 4 months of age, as the babies are being weaned off of breastfeeding and begin to ingest other kinds of food. That's a perfect time. We recommend that in the form of either smooth, creamy peanut butter, maybe a teaspoon 3 times a week or so. In the LEAP study, we actually used this little formulation that's called Bomba that the babies could suck on. There are many, many ways to do this. But it's important that parents realize we're not talking about whole peanuts. We don't want a choking hazard. So under no circumstances should they give their babies intact peanuts.
And how are high-risk babies handled?
If the parents are concerned about this, or if the child has the family history, the eczema, or the egg allergy, we recommend that they be introduced to oral peanut flour the first time under supervision in a physician's office, just to be sure. Because that way, if there is an allergic reaction, which would be extremely unusual but could happen, they will be under medical supervision at the time. That gives the physician the ability to conduct a peanut allergy skin test to really more definitively determine whether the baby actually already has a peanut allergy.
That was Dr. Gerald Niepalm talking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen about new research in peanut allergies. You can hear more of the conversation on Take Care tomorrow morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.